It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. Oh my goodness. Having a show today. We're having a good time. And I'm glad to be having an opportunity to speak with you guys on Liberty News Radio. Again, we'd love to hear from you. 866-986-6397. 866-986-NEWS. And, you know, what we're going to talk about now is a little bit of, this is the reason I'm doing today's show, is if you look on the listing on Freedom's Phoenix today, it says, you know, like Nixon in 1988, he's tan, rested, and ready. The revolution continues. Jet Lacy returns to Liberty News Radio because Ernie simply can't do one more primary election show. And so he decided to get out on a boat today, and he wanted to be as far away from the electoral results as possible. So, you know, he was going to go to just a recorded show, and I was like, well, heck, I'll do it. I'll go on and talk about this stuff. And, you know, these things, like, even though I joked in at the end of the last segment that I don't care about this stuff, it really does affect you. You know, I don't care about them, but they sure care about me. They sure care about what I'm doing and where my money's going. So I guess it would probably behoove me to learn a little bit about these people. And that's what I've been doing all day. You know, I'm an early riser. I've been just, you know, pounding this stuff, trying to understand what is going on. And what I've noticed is if you look in the news in the last, you know, a few months or whatever, you hear about all this voter anger, voter backlash, this incumbent blah, blah, blah. Where is it? What backlash? What's happened? So which part of it was the lie? Is it that the voters are really, really angry? Or, you know, is it that and that the ballots that they're casting are no good? Or is it not true from the very beginning that people really weren't angry? What do you think, Drew? I'm bringing back Drew Phillips to the show with me for this hour because he's really spent a lot of time talking about this kind of stuff. And, you know, starting back with the Ron Paul revolution. So tell me what your impression is.
Well, D, all of the above. And you know, going back to what we were talking about last hour, about election fraud, if I were to write a book, and I'm a terrible writer, so I won't, but if I were to write a book about election fraud, it would be titled 101 Ways to Rig an Election, a Thief's, you know, Playbook. And that's what JT was getting to just at the end of that last segment, is they have so many tricks up their sleeve and so many different ways that they do and maneuver with these elections, and they script it, you know, it's all out. By the time you turn on the light, And you look for the problems, you find, you know, so many, and then, you know, you attack one and say, well, you did this and this was illegal. Well, they were doing five other things on the other side. So, you know, it just keeps snowballing and snowballing and snowballing. And they really do have so many dirty tricks up their sleeve that this is not a level playing field. And, you know, we do not live in a free country. That's, you know, that's my humble opinion, especially if, you know, we can talk about voting on a more philosophical level, but if we're supposed to be free and this is our republic and we're supposed to be able to cast our vote and decide who we want as our representation, we don't have that. And if that's your vision of the American dream is a nightmare.
Right. If you want to wax poetic, that's okay with me, Drew. It's all good, brother. Because
well, we could get into why voting is wrong in the first place. To you know, to give you know the power to 51% to steal from you know 41% doesn't protect the minority. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Right, and that's a whole nother ball of wax that we're not really talking about. But the fact of the matter is the electoral process in this country, much like everything else that has to do with government, is broken. And what are we going to do about it? What are we just going to sit by and let it go? And, you know, there was on that article on the Truth Out, they actually put a quote by, because we're talking about quotes today, Joseph Stalin. He said, "The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything." And that's really, I think, if you wanted to sum up everything that we were talking about in the last hour into one sentence.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, Joe Stalin pretty much says it, you know, and that's really what's going on. And so this is not just Arizona. I mean, you know, we have dirty politics here. Like we said, we had the Keating Five and, you know, all that stuff with John McCain. And we had two governors impeached in a row. And, you know, it's been shooting dirty pool here in Arizona a long time. But the point that I'm really trying to make is that it's no different than anywhere else. There just might be some of the things might not come to the surface, but it's all going on where you live right now, except maybe in what, Pinal County.
Yeah, right. There's no, you know, I mean, we were using Pinal County as an example of how they're doing things in a more transparent way. And we appreciate their policy of posting the, you know, the poll tape, but yeah, Pinal County politics is, you know, like you said, a whole other ball of wax, too. So, you know, it's right. Like you said, this is corruption. It's no different in your state, your county, your town, whatever. All these municipalities are benefiting from this. And you know, all you can do is show it. And JT did a really good job in that film and documenting the whole process and what the election integrity activists have gone through. And, you know, Brakey, as much as I love him, you know, he has this vision that one day, you know, maybe sort of kind of we'll fix this thing. And that's a battle, man, that this thing is going to rage on. You know, it's not like the film's out, so this is over. This will be every election. These guys stay on it, stay on it, stay on it. Like I said, there's a lawsuit that they like I said, they got smart. They had filed the lawsuit before the election, mm-hmm. you know, rather than after. So a lot of good stuff coming out of this. And I want to touch on the activism with it, too. JT is going to give Mr. Hancock a copy of his film that, kind of a specialized version that we can produce in mass here at the workshop and distribute over the, you know, the rest of this election cycle so that people can get some of this information and get an education as to what's really going on. And again, like we were saying, this makes Terry Goddard look really bad. And the Democrats are none too happy about promoting this film and getting this information out. But one thing that did also happen yesterday, and hopefully I can go back and put some more video out on this. There was a lot of video shot yesterday from the primary. But one thing that, and Joan Walling, who organizes the movie night, and she does a lot of activism.
We love Joan Walling.
She's a great gal. And not to be confused with Joan Lewis, who called in earlier, but two wonderful Arizona activists. But she put together, and others, Renee and Susie Q, Tim, a lot of people I'd never met, Claire, they did a citizens exit poll yesterday. And they went to the two precincts that we focused on. And they were, some of them were out there, you know, 5 a.m. when the polls opened. And they were conducting an exit poll. So after you cast your ballot, you could come over to the table in the parking lot, and basically the ballot looked basically, you know, the same with the same races, John McCain, governor race, and all these. And you could fill out this sample ballot and put it in the box, and then they would count afterwards to do an exit poll, just to kind of throw it together, see what happens, see, you know, throw some mud at the wall and see what sticks. What's great about this is what I'd really like to see, and what I'll hopefully be working with these guys on next, is for the next election, what you see in the video we did yesterday with Jim was he went in and asked, "I want the public count. I want to take a picture of this piece of paper that comes out of your computer at the end of the day after 7 o'clock. It's public record. It's known to be the law that we can do this." So instead of us going into one and making a really big stink with all the cameras and John or Jim trying to get arrested, other citizens can go into their polling place, not make a big deal out of it with the cameras and the whole production, but just simply ask after 7 o'clock, "May I see the end of day count? We can give you the law. This is what it says. You're supposed to do this." So it's just another tool for activists to go out and something they can do to participate in the election. My friend asked me yesterday, "Well, if you don't vote, what do you suggest as an alternative?" And I said, simply, I vote with my feet, I vote with my actions, I vote with my mouth. I'm compelled to go out and bring awareness to this type of stuff and participate in activism with you, Jet, because that, to me, is me participating in this, you know, this country, this experiment we call the American Dream.
Yeah, on the listing for today's show on Freedom's Phoenix, I put up a video that when we went out just the other day, about a week ago, on there's a thing called Liberty on the Rocks where
Politics on the Rocks.
Politics
not
on
to
the
be
rocks.
Confused
Sorry.
With Liberty on the Rocks.
Politics on the
a
Rocks.
Very Republican
where,
group.
Where they had over 20 some candidates out talking, you know, at this resort in Paradise Valley, and we were there throwing a little bit of gum in their wheels and, you know, a little sand in their pants. And what did that sign say?
Creating tomorrow's problems today, your Arizona candidates. And it had a picture of a donkey, the Republican logo, and the Democratic logo on there. So, because they're both culpable. I mean, you know, there's no difference between them. And a lot of us, you know, the listeners know that. But we had to make that point. And this event, Politics on the Rocks, was like the last culmination right before the primary where all these bigwig Republicans get to get together and say, me, I want to represent you.
When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we're going to talk a little bit about focus a little bit on John McCain when we come back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't going to find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Well, ain't that the truth? Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. You know, this is the same old song and dance, and that's really what we're talking about here. And you know, I am actually shocked, and I didn't really care. And when I said I didn't care about John McCain's, and all the election results from yesterday, I really sort of in my heart wanted John McCain not to win the Republican, especially after being, you know, the presidential nominee for president, because I think such a spotlight was shown on him and his dealings because he was the Republican presidential nominee last year, I mean 2008, I was hoping that that would end up being the end of his career. And I must say that although J.D. Hayworth was run out of the House on a rail, he was known as having the biggest mouth in Congress. I think he only did one or two terms. And, you know, I know the people's memory is very short, but, you know, this guy was hated. And so we were left with these two knuckleheads and Jim Deacon, who, you know, is a minor knucklehead and a little bit less, a little Tea Partier guy. And, you know, we were really left anyone that's supposedly in the conservative mindset was left basically holding the bag in the state of Arizona. We had absolutely no one to pick from. Other than David Nolan, who was a libertarian, he founded the Libertarian Party in 1971. He's a friend of the show. I think he's been on here with Ernie. I know he's been on with me on the morning show. I really like David. But, you know, libertarians basically run just to do what we're doing right here and right now is to get the word out because we realize that the system is baloney and that there's nothing that we can do to really, really make a difference from within. All the difference has to be from without. Just like the cover of Fatally Flawed, it said the problems are inside and the solutions are outside. I think I do my best work from the outside, not shooting pool with these idiots that want to enslave me on whatever level. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about John McCain because I'm really a little bit sad about what happened that he just won by a landslide. If you look at the results from yesterday, for U.S. Senator, of course, we got the Democrats, and there's a Rodney Glassman. That's what we were talking about earlier. He got 85,000 votes. And then, you know, in the Green Party, a lady, Jocelyn Jerry, or someone, Jocelyn Jerry, got 1,756 votes. David Nolan got 2,342 votes. And then you got John McCain with 281,000 votes, J.D. Hayworth with 160,000, and Jim Deacon with 58,000. So you're talking about an astronomical number of voters. However, when you really look at the full amount of Arizona population, it's a very kind of a small number that make the decisions for everybody else.
There's 7 million people in the state of Arizona.
Right. And so you got one of two with him and John Kyle. You know, if he wins, which he's probably gonna, they're not gonna vote in a Democrat. I can guarantee you that, not in the state of Arizona. So we got John McCant for another 6 years, it looks like. And
Yay. Hey, but if you look at it this way, you know, he's got such a record and he's such a corrupt guy. It's more fun to poke at him. If you, you know, if you had a new face like Jim or JD, you know, well, JD's got a record a mile long, right, like you said, but yeah, it's more fun to poke at him. So, you know, thanks, John. Welcome back. We're looking forward to seeing you again, John.
You know, I guess in that way you are right, because we can actually look at these. We know what he's about. It's just going to be all that much more glaring when he gets emboldened. It's what Ernest says. Don't vote. It just encourages them. And, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now John McCain is going to feel well encouraged to keep on, you know, with his big government globalist neocon baloney. So, you know, I wanted to talk, how much time do we have left? We have a few minutes. Chuck Baldwin, pastor, who was the Constitutional Party candidate for president in 2008. He is a man of liberty. He's a man of God, and he is someone in the clergy that I really look up to that speaks the truth about individual liberties. And he wrote this article from his website, Chuck Baldwin Live, Fighting for Constitutional Government in America. And he basically, you know, and I'm like Ernest, I don't believe in usually attacking the individual, because as I spoke about earlier, this is about ideas. You know, ideas live on. People die. People come and go, but ideas live on. But, you know, humans tend to look for a personification of ideas. And if you want to look at a personification of evil and a personification of someone that is the antithesis of what they state that they are, then John McCain is right up there. And, you know, he starts out the article saying that anyone paying attention knows that John McCain has been a big government globalist neocon for virtually his entire senatorial career. As many BGGNs, he calls, hiding out in the Republican Party, McCain likes to talk about smaller government, but his track record is littered with the promotion of one big government program after another. But what else would one expect from a member on the Council on Foreign Relations? And actually, when we went out to do that thing the other night, oh, this is a funny story. I don't know how much, but this is great, man. When we went out to the Politics on the Rocks Friday, before that, we were planning on doing a little bit of ambush journalism with John McCain. And our signals got mixed up, and we ended up in John McCain's office, his election office, and they were trying to, it was only a thing for dinner and making final phone calls for John McCain's election. And there was about five or six of us, because we were ready to rock and roll with some cameras and blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, oh, do you guys want to come in and make phone calls for John McCain? And we were like, you know, we were laughing.
Maybe we do.
Yeah, maybe we do. Oh, you're serving chicken and rice? Oh, we get chicken and rice, and we probably would have lasted about one phone call before we got shown the door, but it would have been a comedic one, I'll tell you. And, you know, those are the types of things.
Would have been a David Nolan phone bank pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We would have been shown the door very quickly, and it would have been a riot, really. As long as we had it on tape, because nothing's funny unless you got it on tape. And, you know, because it didn't happen. And so we wanted to go and do some ambush journalism, which is not typically what I like to do. But, you know, when opportunity presents itself, and he's such an easy target, you know, he's such a globalist. He's so, we call him McAmnesty around here. And then he's been, you know, showing all of these, you know, commercials with Paul Babiou of Pinal County, the sheriff, saying that, oh, they're going to close the dang fence. He does not want the fence closed, nor does he want he doesn't want anything but the status quo. And we can basically prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt. And that's why I was saying a little bit earlier that I was sad that he made it through, that so many people, that 281,000 people in this state are still duped by John McCain.
Allegedly 200,000.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah. If you've heard the earlier hours of our show, maybe you've come to understand what we're talking about with election fraud. And, you know, maybe 281,000, that's at least the official numbers that voted, and it's really a sad thing. And then another 160,000 voted for J.D. Hayworth. And I was like, my goodness. So we got almost a half a million people, 400,000 people, that are duped still by these fools. So that means we got a lot of work to do, right, Drew?
Get on it.
Yeah. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we're going to jump back into it. We'll be right back. Love to hear from you. 800-313-9443.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied, I don't need you. I've got to break free.
I got to break free of the song. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. There's Hancock. Revolution continues. Meet you at Lacey. I'm talking with Drew Phillips about the election results from Arizona yesterday. And then we were talking a little bit about, John McCain. Again, like I usually don't typically talk about individuals because it's about ideas, but it's so much fun to pick on John McCain.
Songbird?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy.
You know,
he's
so
good people,
and he's saying, you know, talking about going back to what Chuck Baldwin wrote, you know, he says, he says he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he says, lately, however, McCain has outdone himself. He has introduced two bills in the U.S. Senate that are about as Machiavellian as they could be. He's referring to S-3081. A bill that would authorize the federal government to detain American citizens indefinitely without trial, and S-3002, a bill that would authorize the federal government to regulate vitamins, minerals, and virtually all health and natural food products. And if you go and look up Codex, C-O-D-E-X, Alimentarius, A-L-I-M-E-N-T-A-R-I-U-S, that is a UN program, and that's what basically this S-3002 does. It brings United Nations Codex Alimentarius into the United States. You will not be able to buy a multivitamin for yourself. The Codex Alimentarius has actually deemed nutrients that promote human life as toxins, okay? They are trying to make the food less nutritious, and that's what JT was talking about earlier, how the soil is barren. There's all these things that they're not just playing with elections. They're playing with our food. They're playing with our air. They're playing with our water. They're playing with everything they can play with. But we're talking about the elections today. So, and it says, according to TheExaminer.com, John McCain has introduced a bill into the U.S. Senate, which, if passed, would actually allow U.S. citizens to be arrested and detained indefinitely, all without Miranda rights or ever being charged with a crime. He said that they continued to say this bill introduced by McCain, who, despite overwhelming evidence, claims to be conservative, would not only take away our right to trial, but also allow the federal government to arrest and imprison anyone the current administration deems hostile. And I think both of us would make that list, don't you, brother, as a hostile?
Oh, we're already on it. All right. At the top, along with Nick Barnett, who just walked in the door.
Yeah, well, Nick Barnett, he was doing some of that beautiful filming, wasn't he, yesterday on some of those videos?
Camera one right there, man. We had like three cameras on it. We were all over it. We figured if it takes seven cameras to make cops honest, it takes probably 200 to make elections clean. So we tried, and we had three cameras on yesterday, so we were doing our thing. So I wanted to say thanks, Nick and Alma, and, again, all the other activists that were out yesterday. Not voting, but, you know, voting with their feet and their mind, their opinion and their activism.
I have one question, Nick. Do you have Parkinson's? You know, that was pretty shaky camera work there, buddy.
First time using that camera.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
Anyway, it was a good job all in all. I just want to, this is going to lead us into one quote I wanted to talk about. It says, "This year will go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future." Adolf Hitler. So, you know, this is the type of people that we're dealing with. That is a quote by Hitler. And when you talk about what these guys are doing to try to bring about these worldwide changes, you know, it's nothing new now than it was in 1945. Hitler could pull anybody off the street that he wanted to and imprison them without trial or having any rights or ever seeing a lawyer or ever have the hope of getting out. And this is what is coming to America, and this is what is coming to America at the behest of John McCain. Would you like to pipe in on this?
No, I'm just still thrilled that John won. I mean, please continue, brother. You're doing a great job. Yeah. I mean, you know.
You know, if McCain gets his way, your constitutional right to a speedy trial by jury is gone, as well as your constitutional right to habeas corpus. But of course, they would attempt to justify this by claiming it's being done in the name of national security and the war on terrorism. Uh-oh. War on terrorism, see, that's exactly the same argument that they're using. Have you ever seen a terrorist in your life? Have you ever seen any, has there ever been a terrorist event in your town? Has there ever been anything remotely untoward in your life that would even begin to get you to think that there might be terrorists in your neighborhood? You have got to be kidding me.
And that it would justify a defense spending as we do,
yeah,
the amount of the money.
Everybody is vilified because of national security is a bunch of baloney. And if we're not standing up now, this is what we're facing in the very near future. Oh, hey, we got Ross on the line with us from Camera Fraud AZ. He's the Twitter man. And I understand, Ross, welcome to the show. I understand that you guys were out doing some activism yesterday at the polling places for Camera Fraud. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, brother.
We were out in the heat all day yesterday collecting signatures to ban photo ticketing in Paradise Valley. And Paradise Valley is where it all started, so we figured after the state initiative, we'd move on to the city level and start here where it all started.
So how's it working?
It's going well. Actually, I can tell the word was getting out because there were people that were making a beeline straight over to where I was at to sign my initiative before I could even explain to them what it was.
That sounds good, Ross. We're having our post-election show, and we were talking about all the activism that happened outside of actually just going and casting your vote. And so, you know, I saw your Facebook update yesterday. It said you guys were pretty busy. So can you tell us where Camera Fraud's at? You know, you mentioned that the statewide initiative didn't make the ballot, but you guys are pressing on anyway. Could you just give us a general where Camera Fraud is and what else is happening with the group?
Yeah, the statewide initiative didn't go through, obviously, so I don't want to say reorganizing, but we're re-energizing at the city level, and the hardcore folks who are committed to getting these cameras off our streets are pushing forward in Paradise Valley. And once we get the cameras down here, we'll move on to other cities, and I think that the momentum will be just as strong as it ever was.
I'm glad to hear that. We were talking about some of the different candidates and the races and who won today. Out of all the candidates that won yesterday and that are moving on to the general, how many of them support your cause and do you think will work with you to get rid of these cameras?
You know, that's really hard to say because they're politicians and they'll say things because they want you on their side and then they won't act. But I know that for one, David Fitzgerald is definitely going to help us, and it looks like he's going to move on. There's still some ballots to be counted, but outside of him, it's real hard to say. I'd like to think that this is a populist issue that they can't really ignore anymore. And no matter what the politicians do, the citizens have the power to get rid of these cameras.
And what about other cities? Is there an organization going on anywhere else, or is this kind of slow and steady right now?
There isn't any official organization going on in any other city, but all the people that are working on the Paradise Valley effort are committed to move on to Scottsdale, Mesa, Tempe, because of the proximity. And I'm thinking that once they see that we're having successes in other parts of the valley, that other folks will want to jump in and head up the effort there. At least that's what we're hoping.
See, the thing is, what I like about camera fraud is that they're not just about getting the cameras to come down. They're about teaching people how to get out of them and how just to ignore them. That's the one thing that people really need to know, at least in Arizona, that when you get one of these tickets, it doesn't really mean anything from the outset. They have to actually serve you by hand with a process server, correct?
That's correct. Getting a photo ticket in the mail is not a legal obligation for you to do anything. It's not legal until someone comes out and serves you the ticket. There was a court decision a long time ago that said that. And so, yes, we've been trying very hard to get that message out there for the last couple years, and it's worked. The pay rate, I believe, is still hovering around 30% for photo tickets. And if you look at Red Flakes Traffic Systems, for one, their profits.
Yeah. Hey, brother, can I hold you over to the final segment, Ross? Might I hold you over? All right, we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. We'll jump back into it with Ross from Camera Fraud, Arizona, when we come right back. Again, love to hear from you, 866-986-6397.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Rocking out there for a minute. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. Wow. So we're talking with Ross from Camera Fraud AZ, and Drew Phillips has a question for you, Ross.
Well, yeah, Ross. Jet's got the printout from the Secretary of State of all the winners and losers. Most of them are losers, in my opinion. But we do have a winner. Did you say Fitzgerald won yet last night?
Well, he's ahead. Now, there's still some votes to be counted, as far as I know. So we're not assuming anything yet. But now he's got enough to get in there. There's two winners out of that.
Well, we might have to send the election integrity guys down to check out, what is that, LD6 or LD4. But I just wanted to say, a nice word about David, because he's a friend of the show and a friend of Freedom's Phoenix, the only state representative endorsed by Ron Paul. And, we have our own opinions here about, voting or not voting or how to participate in politics. But I see this as a positive, a good friend, a Ron Paul supporter, and an activist in his own right. David Fitzgerald looks like he might just be on his way to the Arizona legislature. And, I was kind of teasing you earlier about not having many politicians that support the issue, the camera fraud issue. But David certainly is a guy who's been out pounding the pavement from day one collecting signatures. So I think that's a victory for liberty. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, David was one of the original people involved in camera fraud, and if he gets into state legislature, he's going to be a great friend to us, and he is a great friend to liberty.
Wow. Is there's no one else really out there that is supporting you on the state level, in the state of Arizona, in the legislatures, that could actually affect the outcome of possibly getting rid of these cameras?
I don't want to say anybody is officially supporting us, because I wouldn't want to say something that I can't back up just yet. It might be a little early at this moment to decide who's on our side and who's not, with the exception of David.
Right.
But regardless, like you were saying, you guys are really pounding on this one and keeping this issue alive. And like you said, it's the citizens that are going to make the difference on this issue with the video surveillance cameras. But Ross, I really appreciate you coming on short notice and just giving us an update. Like I said, there's a lot of activism that can be done on election day other than just going in and spending 5 minutes at the punching the cards.
All right. Thank you so much, Ross. I really appreciate it as well for you coming on the show.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, have a good one, brother.
Peace.
Okay.
You know, that just goes back to what we were saying from the cover of Fatally Flawed. The problems are inside. The solutions are outside. We have to learn that a lot of times you're not going to get a lot of support from within, because a lot of people got in these positions because they were willing to play ball with the powers that be. And with the election fraud and with all these other reasons that we talked about today, the best thing, the reason that we feel that as activists, that the best thing that we can do is, like Drew said, voting with our feet. Every time we put up a sign, we're voting. Every time I get on this radio and talk to you guys out there, I'm voting. Every time I send out an email or post something up on Facebook, I'm voting. I am trying to win the hearts and minds of my friends and family, just like these politicians are trying to win your hearts and minds. But the angle that we're coming from is different. I really don't want anything from you. And they do. They want to control your life on some level.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do. And they do it every day. And some people, like you were saying, not only do they go along with it, but they beg for more of it. You know, it's like this 1070 thing. You know, a lot of people disagreed with our take on that. And, you know, I lost some friends over it. And I know you did too, Jet. But that legislation is so bad, and people were begging for it and you know, fawning over Jan Brewer and Russell Pierce, the gentleman who wrote it. Well, he didn't write it, but the one who took credit for writing it, begging for their own enslavement. It was really sad to see.
You know, and that's something else. That Jan Brewer was a lame duck. She was only governor because Janet Napolitano went to head the Gestapo that we call the Department of Homeland Security. So she was the elected Secretary of State, and when Janet Napolitano left as governor, she was installed as the governor. So she really has never been elected as governor. And she was actually considered a very, very weak candidate. But she started signing all these bills that the powers that be wanted, and they realized that she was going to play ball. And now, if you look at her in the news, she's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
They're comparing her to Sarah Palin, which really bothers me. But yeah, she didn't write 1070. As the governor, she signed it. So she puts her name on this very popular legislation, and all of a sudden she's whisked as the number one primary candidate. She hijacked the issues. Immigration became her baby, and Dean Martin, the former treasurer, and Buzz Mills of Self-Made Businessman, whose issues were fiscal responsibility, balance the budget, get back to basics, this type of rhetoric, they were stripped of their competitiveness because she hijacked the immigration issue, and she's, like I said, she's compared to Sarah Palin.
Yeah, and a guy like Buzz Mills, I mean, I didn't, you know, a lot of these guys are neocons, and they want war with everybody and their sister, and I'm pretty much against all that. I just don't want, I don't want any blood on my hands when I got to go face my creator. I don't think wars are necessary. You know, unless we're being attacked. I believe like the founding fathers did. You know, we aren't even supposed to have a standing army on times not when we are actively at war. And I don't know if y'all didn't notice, but no war has ever been declared in all the wars we got going on now. You know, no war has been declared. Congress has never declared any of these wars.
We went into Iraq under a UN resolution that was violated. Thank you, George Bush.
Yep. And so,
thank you, the UN.
These are just all the reasons we're trying to point out to you guys that the system that we have now is it's not just broken. I mean, it's broken. And I really don't think that it can be fixed. And when we say, you know, a lot of people probably think that we're un-American because we're out here saying that we don't want to vote. And there's a reason, though. We do our homework. We think about these things. We talk about it amongst ourselves. We're out there on the street. And this is why we don't want to participate in this system that is so fatally broken and, you know, fatally flawed. And, you know, I don't think that there's any way that we can go back. And to be honest, I don't want to waste my time a day out of my life to go vote for something that's probably not even going to be counted, because I'm sure as heck aren't going to vote for the powers that be, the people, because I'm going to be aware and informed of what these people are about.
But because we have other stuff we can be doing. We have other positive, productive things that we mm-hmm. can do other than voting. You know, and you can vote. I mean, you know, we joke with the election integrity guys, you know, it's important that people do go engage the process so that they can learn things, so that they can mm-hmm. show that it's broken. You know, you got to at least participate in it, show that it doesn't work. But there are just, I think that's the point, is there are more effective uses of our time and resources than politics in general. Getting behind a campaign of, you know, just because you hate John McCain, it's still a waste of your time to go campaign for J.D. Hayworth.
Hating doesn't get you involved, doesn't help you in any way. The fact that we are engaging our fellow man, you know, just like Ernest always says, I'm trying to ignore these fools. I'm trying not to pay attention to what they're doing. That's why I didn't know about any of these results. I didn't care about any of these election things because I spend a lot of time, and I spend it with Drew and Nick Barnett that's in the studio. We were all the guys that were feeding Ernie guests when we were up at the Axiom Festival. We're out talking to individual people and our fellow man in trying to awaken the masses, and I think that is exponentially more effective than we could ever do with a vote.
And when you look at the amount of people that watch the lamestream media and the cable news and the newspapers and all combined, it's really a drop in the bucket, and it's immeasurable to the effect that we can have on, like I said, average everyday people just going mouth to mouth, or, you know, going to an event like First Fridays and passing out DVDs, passing out literature, and talking to the people that don't watch the news, have already disengaged themselves and have no belief that the media is legitimate in telling them anything worthwhile. So they're already disengaged themselves from the media. They just need to come in contact with somebody who's got the information that's going to value, is of value to them.
Right. And people don't want to feel like they're alone. And so by going out there and literally pressing the flesh, going out talking to people, just engaging them in simple conversations or making a sign that might make them think a little bit, that's really where we feel that we win. We win by changing the hearts and minds of the people because, like I said at the top of the show, you know, I'm already in revolution with my government. Revolution begins in the hearts and the minds of the people. And so I already am at a position in my life where I just don't want to be associated with anything that they're doing. And I don't want to be associated with this chicanery that they're pulling on every level. And so I choose not to participate. And, you know, that's why we go out there and actually talk to the people that matter to me anyway, as our fellow man.
Absolutely. And that's the work that needs to be done. And if it's what needs to be done, well, let's go do it.
Yeah, there's obviously over 400,000 people that voted for John McCain and J.D. Hayworth.
We need to get to them.
That's right. I just wanted to say, Drew, thank you so much for spending some time with me
on
the air.
Thank you, brother. It's always fun, and I enjoy hearing your voice on the radio, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you, brother. You know, Drew and I, we work together when we go do all kinds of interviews and our sit-down proper interviews. You know, we just want to go out there and do it rather than rest our hopes on somebody else. I wanted to say thank you for spending some time with me today on Liberty News Radio and Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. You can see my Facebook page, Revolution Continues with Jet Lacy, on Facebook. Everything is linked on today's show page on Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Thank you to Tyler on the board. I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great day.